So that's what's called taking the Tanjola Ningbo Lempa. No? Taking the essence on this precious human body, the Tanjur, Tel, freedom, you know? Free, I think there's another word. Freedom, Jor, richness. Endowment or richness. So there's 8 freedom, 10 richness. So you have received this time. In the the you know I mentioned there. So anyways, the sentient beings, you see, among the, from the intermediate stage, okay, from the intermediate stage, sentient beings get reborn in the hell realm. How many? You see, constant seasons. You see, equivalent as a, like the atoms of this earth. Okay, so many, you know, in the hell realm. In the hell realm, okay. Then, sentient beings get reborn in the hungers, like the sand grains, you know, of the physical ocean. Even one beach. How many sand there is, you know? But now you talk about now he was talking about all the rest of the you see, the ocean, you see, sand grain. So, how many sentient from intermediate stage get reborn hungers, the preta hungers, okay? Now, how many sentient beings get reborn from intermediate stage? Animals, like the grass. Like the grass growing mountain everywhere, grass, you see? Sort of that. Like snowflake, when snow is covered completely, you know, by snowflake. And like that, show the grass, okay? Grass growing, you know, in this world, you know? Like that, you see? How many from intermediate stage get reborn animal, okay? Now, how many from intermediate stage, how many sentient beings get reborn human being? Extremely rare. Extremely rare. Not like that. Very little number. Now among the whole now human body that we have, you see, which has 8 freedom, 10 endowment, you know, 18 qualities. Much more rare. That's most rare. So this is what we achieve now. So this is what we have to realize. Sorry, I did a lot of blah blah blah, but I didn't get to go through the perfect human birth. Perfect human birth, you know. The discovering the special qualities of this human birth we have. See? Need to go through, but then how is it highly meaningful? All that is difficult to find again. You know, then what we have is it doesn't last long. This can be ended in the time, you know, because nature impermanence. All that. So didn't get to go through, but I said, yeah. So just a little bit, just to mention here now the essence. You see, sort of that. So. So therefore, this is wish fulfilling what human body will receive. So, you know, as I mentioned the very first talk, you see, so precious, you can do everything for your achieving the happiness or in the time of the and then can cause happiness in this life, happiness in future life, to others in the being, see, all that happiness in all future life, then liberation from samsara, ultimately, then enlightenment. So numberless initial realm you can do that by having, because you have this time, you have this perfect human body, not only human body, but perfect human body. Very good, all this. By having the Dhamma, by having the metta, you know. Yeah, then, having met Guru is not just me, you know, there are many other great qualified, you know, teachers. We can show the whole unmissing path of enlightenment, see, can guide you, so that. So it's most precious, you know, this is, so So then we every day, you know, every hour, we have to remember this. Must not waste. Must make most meaningful. Or most meaningful for whom? Most meaningful for one we should think for sentient beings, for others. When you're able to make meaningful for other sentient beings, then that's the most meaningful for yourself. By the way, so when you practice, dharma like this, meditative path, also then, you know, say mindfulness while you're doing the busy life, mindfulness, you know, then you do with the lam rim, you know, you see with that, you know, so that so even it's not tantra, even while you do, even there's not tantra practice, but it is lam rim, so then constantly. As many as possible, see your action doesn't bring any karma that brings you Lord Rhythm. Experience most unbearable, most unbearable this happen. See, only collecting merits cause happiness constantly. No matter how much busy you are, all your activities bring all of good karma. So see, then so therefore you have so much joy in your heart, peace. You know, satisfaction, fulfillment, joy, and you have good, very good future. You know, you have a very good future. Future, or later, future when you die, in that time, very good. Then your future life, you see, like sun shining in the world. You know, that is so, you know, incredible joy, happiness that time when you die. So you go to Pure Land Buddha, you know, Pure Land Buddha. So I'm a top of Pure Land also, where there are many different Pure Land, you see. And Pure Land where you can be enlightened there, you know, where you can be enlightened there, you see. So that's cool, right? So that, so the believer is here. If not, then also, depending on your choice, then you can be born in, you know, again, human being, and help in the idea of which different parts of the world, you know, to help them. You can be born, you see, you know, as a perfect in the body, and again, continue to practice Dharma, which you haven't realized before, and then you help, you see, those parts of the world where, you know, you want to help, you see, liberate Dharma, or whatever, by revealing Dharma is the main thing, you know, liberate many centimeters from suffering, from samsara, and bring to enlightenment, you see. So you have full confidence, and so much joy, you know. I mean, with happiness, you see. So when you die, and you see, then all of that. And then, the other one, second one, according to the religion, the second one is the first one is like this. As a papanga, the jinyambo expanded the Lewis palm, that you know, like you haven't been to your home, you see, parents for that, you know, meet them for a long time, then you're going back to them. So happy, excited. Oh, you never had a holiday. You know, we've been working so hard for a long time, you know. You know, every day, you know. Then, you see, then you get a holiday. Somewhere to, you know, on a mountain or somewhere, you see, where you wish to be. See, where you've been wishing for many years, you know. Holiday or what? So, you know, so happy to us. Anyway, how about the... even the middle one, then you see no fear. You know, no fear, and you have no confidence. You know. There's a happy mind. You know. No worry at all, you know. Then you're going to have good birth, you see, good future. So, according to Jabjai Chudu, which I didn't explain, yeah, this is very important to remember. Very important to remember, I'm telling you now. The last person, Dharma prayer, you know, the way of dying Dharma practitioner is there. I can learn Buddha Dharma Sangha. You know, I can learn Buddha Dharma Sangha as well. Because you can trust, you say, learn Buddha Dharma Sangha. So, no worry. So when I die, so when the death happens, no worry, don't worry. Because you can, I can learn Buddha Dharma Sangha, you see. So that's very important. That's very important. Very, very, very important advice to remember. So, you see, suddenly if death comes, you see, you never know while driving car accident, or you never know, you see, suddenly, you know, unconscious, you know. Become unconscious, is it?
Coma,
or say. Anyway, suddenly, you know, your life change. We see other people happening all the time. So why not? So we have to think of ourselves. You know, we always see the world happening to others. Every day, every hour happens. Even in the United States, even the area, even the same city, you know. So all the time, constantly. So very healthy, you know, everything's okay. there's no cancer, no particular treating disease or anything. But suddenly dead. See? We see all the time. You see the TV, you see newspaper, all that. So therefore, remember this advice. You know, the three ways of Dharma practitioner dying. See? So the last one is listen. Go for refuge Buddha Dharma Sangha. See, when you round him, completely protected. You are completely protected. The minute when you land them, when you die, you are fully protected. No danger at all. To be born hell, and go to animal realm, those most unbearable suffering, see? As I mentioned already today. very important. So if something happens, what are you going to think? You see, if suddenly something happens, you're going to die, what are you going to think? And we have to prepare. It's very crucial. So you see, you have to write down the book, you see. if something happens, what I'm going to do. That's very, very important. So then, if you have prepared mind, the minimum thing, last thing, you see, Dharma Sangha, you see. So you don't worry anything. The heart, see. So then you have no problem, see. Whether there are people praying for you or not, but you save yourself. See. So So what I also mentioned before was just the last part is the how you make no fear of death. I see. Prapaksan Dharma. Okay? So just to go back to the subject which I started. So I was talking about the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. You see, this 6 years lived an asceticist life. And then the then after that, you see, subdued the say 10 million maras, you know, the subdued, you see, them, just with the loving kindness, just with the, without the slightest movement, when there are so many million, those 10 million of them, say, they're trying to harm him in so many different ways, but they don't want him to become enlightened, you know. See, power, yeah. Which kind of control of them, you see. So then they try to harm them. At the dawn time, you see, achieve, next dawn time, 15 days, going to achieve enlightenment, then the day before dusk time, you see, that harm Buddha. So all these millions, you see. So so many different ways, you know. And even then, all of, sort of, you know, all, say, violent ways, in all kinds of forms, violent harming. then also, you see, when that doesn't enable harm, then Buddha cannot say harm, see, then they try to, young girls to showing their organs, you see, like that, you know, trying to disturb, you see, Buddha, you see, distract, you see, but nothing. So, without any slightest movement, then mind abiding the loving kindness, you know, then subject to everything, all those 10 million maras. So, then the next day, you see, next day, downtime, next day, downtime, then become enlightened, so that, you see. Then, reveal Dharma, and then you see, pass, then the past away and soul of the state, you see, like that. So, those 12 deeds, you see, that, showing the sentient being, you see, why need to practice Dharma, you know, that, you see, and how to practice Dharma, it's showing, you see, even though himself enlightened, you know, unlimited eons ago. Okay, so now they're going back. Say the, I don't remember why this story came out. So anyway, so I was talking about the perfect person. I was talking about you see, even one beam. You know, when you become enlightened, even one beam emitting from one pulse in 1 second, you see, liberate. You know, unimaginable numbers of, you know, sentient beings. You know, so from suffering. So for example. So I said, in Magadha, which is the Buddha, you see. So this place, there was a family, husband is a Hindu, and wife is a Buddhist family there. The wife wanted to invite Buddha, make food offering. And the husband said, no, Buddha won't come. So she said, yes, sure, Buddha will come. the husband could not accept how that can happen, you know. So the wife made the food, cleaned the place, and food, everything went well. Then she stood outside at the door of the house, you see, with the incense. And then she made this prayer, you know, what do we recite normally? During the invocation, you know, when we invoke Buddha with the Sapa, the one is Malu Simja Kunji Gonjurjing. Do the Punja Malu Jumzala Una Malu. Yanda Kenjur, which of them coach, then the Shakes of Souls. So, Malusim Kunji Gonjuching. So, one who is a guide, one who is the savior of all, or each and every single sentient beings. Malusim Kunji Gonjuching. Do the Punji Malujum Zaha. Then the divine being, you see, ha, divine being, you know, but divine beings, ha. Used sometimes the worldly gods, but sometimes used Buddha, so you have to, it's a different context, you see. Then here, a divine being, who destroys, so who is who destroyed, you know, the host of the Maras, host of the Maras. So, so there's a four, you know, four Maras, you see, the, yeah, Maras of aggregates, you see, which is samsara, you see, natural suffering, Maras of aggregates, Maras of delusions, Maras of Lord of Death, you know, Maras of Deva's son, you see. So then, yeah. Then the black side of the city. those mothers who shoot is five arrows of delusions. Then you see how the people are practicing Dharma. Yeah, that somebody who's trying to live in pure morality, you know, after taking ordination, taking vow, lay vow, ordination, whatever, then try to live, you know, then it causes rise, attachment, then create kind of condition, disaster, you see, to lose the vow, to break, you see, things like that. And then also, when you want to practice marriage by making charity, generosity, and then the attachment causes to rise attachment, then you see it, don't want to give away, you see, things like that. So pride and so forth, you see, when you're practicing, then they cause to rise the delusions, you see, they influence the mind, you see, so that there's harm, then don't allow you to achieve liberation, enlightenment, you see. So there are four maras like this, you know, who destroyed the host of the maras. So then there's also four subtle maras, you know, things like that. You see. So basically to do with the, you know, there's different, I don't remember now, to do with the subtle defilements and so forth, you see. then the emergence the divine being who destroyed the completely, you know, without leaving anything, without trash, you say, who understands. All the phenomena without left after even one that cannot see, you see, nothing. Every single phenomenon is here, who has direct understanding, you know, who directly see. Jumden Khoche, then the Shaksu, Jumden, the destroyer qualified to come beyond, Jumden Khoche, then with all the interest, please be here. So she chanted this, you know, by holding incense at the outside the door of the house. then between the mountains, that's the text, you see. So then all the entourage, I mean, Buddhas, you know, maybe the Arahatas came. So the her husband said, they all came by riding over the lions, over elephant, over the, you know, different, you see, animals being, by riding on, you see. Extremely glorious, you know, very glorious, retreating, I mean, and the miserable, see. Husband, oh, this is Buddha? And she said, no. You know, the next one, is this Buddha? No. Is this Buddha? No. So then, you know, then Buddha came the very last. Then she's able to offer food and you know that. So this prayer is composed by her. So this is what we recite when we involve with the Vasavas, okay? So that during that time, from the place where Buddha and her place, you see, I don't know, but normal also, maybe, I don't know, takes many weeks, months, you know, between that if you walk on food. But Buddha came, so Buddha usually, you see, without touching the ground, it is in text, without touching the ground, something like 4 inches, something like that, you see. And then Buddha walks in space that without touching the ground. That's what say in the text. And anyway, the Buddha, you know, that day, which takes weeks, months, you see, distance, you see, Buddha came from there and then to Magadha, you see. Then during that time, you see, all the creatures, people, animals, all the creatures in the road, you know? I mean, you see, on the way, you know, on the way, on the road, on the way, all get liberated. Mm. Just, you see, duration, how much time to do, is like this, like an arm, you see, arm stretching out, something like that. You know? So Buddha came time, you know, this much, you see. So then on the way, on the road and the side, something was called liberated. So like that, you see. So I'll talk about the pure action. When you become enlightened, you know, they see. So those happens, you know. Unbeliever. I mean, so because you're perfect in qualities, so unbeliever easy to liberate. I mean, it's just, you know, something which takes long, takes weeks, months, but I mean, long, but you see, you have, takes only this much time, you see. Then, on the way, so, unconscious numbers, and then we get liberated. But, okay? So, reaction. So this, the four purities, four complete purities, okay? Four complete pure result, Diu Yong Dashi. Four complete pure result, you see. So that when you become Buddha, you see. So then here, so that what you're going to achieve in the future, you visualize now, you know, you visualize now. In Tantra, what you're going to happen in the future, you visualize now, as it happened now, you see. This is how you practice Tantra. You know, there. Then this, you see. when you generate yourself as deity, you know, then you become deity, you see. Complete pure body, the pure body of the deity, you see. Unbelievable, so much negative defilements, you know, it becomes purified, and you see, when you visualize your deity, you send beams, purify all sentiments, then you collect unconscious merits, when you do that, then you also, then you see, each time when you visualize mandala, you know, your subjective mandala, each time when you visualize, it purifies many. How many? 10 million chewa. 10 million eons of negative karma. You know, 10 million. Many 10 million eons of negative karma get purified each time when you visualize mandala, shit like that. So, the complete pure the place, you see. You also talk about Shayakan, you see. Complete pure place in the mandala, you see. So like that. So when you pass Tantra, you know, so unbelievable power, so quick power, that's how the quick become so correct, unconscious merits. So that's how quick become quick power, all these special means is a quick way to achieve enlightenment. That's how that's why Tantra become quick power. Even the Lord Tantra became quick path to achieve enlightenment in one life. Okay? So we take three kinds of eons, a parameter apart now here, with one life. It's complete. Okay? But of course, by prolonging life, you know, by doing long life meditation, so prolonged life is, you know, like achieving immortal life is very, very, you know, 100,000 years, you know, so. Then during practice, you achieve enlightenment like that. I explained. the present high tantra is based on that. You know, the four complete pure result of what you're going to experience in the future by visualizing now. You see, it happened now. The same. So that is the basic thing about tantra. You see, now the high tantra has the extra. You know, now there's much more powerful. I say. Means that skill means, you know, greater skill than the Lord Tantra is to achieve ultimately in a brief lifetime. In a brief lifetime of degenerate time, okay? So within some number of years. So that so the transformation of non-dual principle, and is this, say, the, which Tantra has, which way? Hatantra, path, Shodata. See? Which is not revealed in the Lord Tantra, you see? So this is like atomic bomb, you see, this is the quickest way to, say, remove the defilements and collect the expensive merits, you know? All those merits, you know, Dhammakaya, Rupakaya, you know, Holy Buddha, Holy Mind, within some number, yeah, you have to complete, you see, like that. So, so now, I was talking before the, I don't know how to connect it with the prayer, Lama Tumba Tumadi, so, let's connect to that. I remember I lost. So, anyway, so, now just here. So the Lama, Guru, Lama, in Sanskrit Guru, Lama Tibetan language. So, so when you see, you have to think what it means. You know, when you say Lama, Tumba, Lama, you have to remember what it means to you. The actual meaning of that. So that is extremely most profound and most expensive. So this, this Mandamaka, that, which I mentioned before, then this primordial, which is no beginning, no end, you see, and they pervade all the phenomena, okay? no place where it doesn't exist, you see. So this Dharmakaya, so normally it's called Absolute Guru, okay? there's Absolute Guru and conventional. Conventional is the aspect, that, say, for us, that, text form, then guide us, the conventional guru, okay? So that, with various means, with all kinds of various means, guide us to not just happiness, but say to liberation, to enlightenment, So, conventional guru. So, but it's a what the aspect that the text. See? So then that means you see, that means your realization is from our side, the realization is, you see, that this is the mind and this is aspect. You see, how many? Even you have billions of gurus, but it's one, but it's all one. You see, this Dharmakaya. Okay, if there are billions of gurus, one house. Okay, so it's one billion. This guru, from this guru, now I explain a little meaning or to think. So, you see, when the Lama, from beginningless rebirth, not only all that happened in this life, every single pleasure, comfort, not only Dharma, then this life, then next life before, from beginningless rebirth, all the happiness. There's no beginning. I said beginningless rebirth. So happiness from beginning. Every single, from whom I receive the guru. Okay, by thinking the meaning of guru. Yeah? I receive. So it's unbelievable. Can't express kindness. How precious. Then now. Present, all the future after enlightenment. All the happiness of your life, liberation from samsara, enlightenment. All the realizations, whole path to liberation, whole path to enlightenment, five paths, ten bhumis, everything. When you become Buddha, all these unimaginable skies of qualities of Bodhisattvas, high Bodhisattvas have, Then Buddha has limitless skies of qualities. Buddha's holy body, holy spiritual mind, and so all that, what are you going to achieve? all this from whom you receive the guru. Okay? So that's unimaginable. The kindness or the, you know, can't express most amazing, okay? How precious it is. Okay? So now, from whom? So all the, you know, not only the opportunity to practice Dharma, but that's the most important thing, but even other, the ordinary practice. See? Because all that comes from good karma. Good karma is action Buddha. Good karma is action Buddha. There are two actions of Buddha. One is within sentient or your virtuous thought. One is possessed by their own whole mind. See? Two actions of Buddha. See? So yeah, even this is one way to think, you see. So, you know, everybody is this guru, this, you know, so as I mentioned before, you say this Dhammakaya, okay? So everything comes from that. So you see, whenever there's problems, difficulties, you see, always there's, you know, protecting, always, you know, can help. So remember all those. Then you see, now the other thing is this, you know, two things what you should remember. You know, this suffering. You know, I mean, somebody who you had cancer and somebody who healed your cancer, you think that's, oh, this person gave me life, you are this person, most kind one in your life, most precious one in your life, this doctor, this whatever you say. That's, you value that person, you know, unbelievable person. See, but now you think, in Tibetan it's called Nerishi Jitashi. There are 404 types of disease, you know, the disease. I don't know, in the West, there's such a number, you know, how many disease in the West, I'm not sure how many disease that, you know, all the numbers, how many, as it is mentioned, not, is there any mention? How many diseases? You know, how many sicknesses, you know, that number put together. So anyway, so there's so many, you know. So for the cancer, you see, life-threatening disease, cancer, somebody healed. Oh, you feel that person gave me life. Well, it's most precious, most important person in life, you see. And now, so now we think all the disease, you know, there are 400 types of, you know, four disease. I mean, the West might be kind of more. Anyway, so what about, you know, what about somebody who healed, somebody who, see, who, you know, makes it impossible to experience again, is completely, you know, help you to purify the cause of all the sicknesses, karma, delusion, and all the sicknesses, see, totally free forever. So, I mean, just to never experience cancer forever, but now you see all the sicknesses. So you see how it is, the kindness, how they're precious. You know? So by revealing path within you, you know? Then you achieve this. You can liberate, you are liberated by the guru, okay? So now suffering of samsara, even human beings suffering, so oceans of problems. So many problems. So, you see? So many, not only sicknesses. So, man. So now, who makes you free? By reveal the path to you, you know? By revealing Dharma, you actualize, you remove all the delusion, karma, all the sufferings of all the sufferings, problems, human beings, you know, that. You never experience forever. It's completely remove the cause, see? So that's, can you imagine that, how that is? You never experience forever. Completely. You're free by purifying the cause, see? So how that is kind. Can you imagine? Can you imagine that? You know, human beings' problems, sufferings, every single thing, you're totally free forever. Can you imagine that? The kindness. It's beyond this. I mean, it's like makes you fall down, see? Makes you fainted, you know? They're going to think kindness like this. Get fainted, you know. So as if, you know, as animal. So then the ocean of suffering goes over, the hell goes to animal, each realm. Yeah. The general suffering sometimes. Amazing. Okay? The kindness. Is what it does. Liberates you. See? Now, then the other one, the other kindness, all qualities. The path. To liberation. You see? The liberation, the path, liberation, the enlightenment. All qualities. Amazing. And the Bodhisattvas and Buddhas. Qualities. So the Buddha Guru qualities to achieve. By revealing Dharma. So, that kindness. Can you imagine? Again. Unbelievable. So, yeah. So, then, see now. Now, edit this. If the guru have shown path to you already, okay? But if I pass the enlightenment shown already, many times, path shown. You know, many times get this teaching, get that teaching, you know, Sutta, Tantra, you know. So if one did practice, you would have already enlightened. You know? I mean, I'm talking about this life, but also past lives. You were already enlightened if you did practice. If you actually did practice from one's own side. From one's own side, if you actually did practice, enlightened already. You know, like Shakyamuni Buddha, numberless eons ago. You see? If you did practice from one's own side, but if you didn't do that. So, there's slowly samsara. You see, slowly go over suffering. Yeah. So, living life with the suffering. So therefore, how kindness to the Guru, you know, most unexpressible. how kindness and how precious it is. Okay. So Lama, remember that. You know, we do prayer. Lama. Remember all that. Then, once you see it, thought what it is, kindness, all that, you see, then comes the next prayer. Jumden, Dhamma, Dhamma, founder of this Buddha Dhamma, present in this present world, you see, prayer, the present of Buddha Dhamma in this world, Dhamma. So manifest Shakyamuni Buddha. Manifest Shakyamuni Buddha. What should be the Dhamma in this world now, you see. Dhamma, the founder. So unbelievable, you know. So I already mentioned before how Buddha's kind. Dhamma. Then jom having this jom is having destroyed. You know? Yeah, the four maras, you know, destroyed this you zone. Then the four subtle maras. I don't remember now. So like subtle defining something like that. So then also destroys us and the beings, Mara, the delusions, you see. Having four holy bodies, you see, Gushi, you know, four holy bodies, that is, the Dharmaka as a holy Buddha form, Sugu, Chugu, Dharmaka and holy Buddha form, Rubakaya, okay? Dharmakaya, Rubakaya. Then Dharmakaya transcendental wisdom, Chugu, Ishichugu, transcendental wisdom, the holy body. Then the Mohonyugu, the self, the truth holy body of the holy body of the holy body of the nature. The nature, okay? So that then the Nimanakaya Sambuddhakaya, you know, qualified means the four kayas and the five wisdoms, something like that. Jom, then, de, gone beyond, not only beyond from samsara, but also beyond from the law of nirvana, you know, blissful state of peace for oneself, okay? De, jom, then, de, beyond. then this guy is basically describing the quality system. Then Tejin Shakpa gone. Tejin Shakpa is gone as it is. Gone as it is. But so if you just say suchness, you know, if you don't say gone, you know, Tejin is suchness. But if you don't say gone, then it doesn't become full translation. So anyway, Tejin Shakpa gone as it is. So means, you know, directly seeing Buddha's whole mind, directly seeing the emptiness of directly seeing the phenomena, the nature of the phenomena, the emptiness, you know, as it is, empty of true existence, you see, as it is, directly seeing. ultimate nature of the emptiness of all the phenomena, directly seen, okay? As it is, Tejin Shakpa. And then I say that is immovable forever from the emptiness. Not all directly seen, but immovable from emptiness forever. So, like that is Tejin Shakpa, you see. Dualistic view, you see. Immovable forever. But by having completely cut the dualistic view, you see. No dual view. So then forever. Immovable forever, you see. Like that, you see. Then Shapa, Dachumba, having destroyed the enemy delusion, okay? Dachumba, Yang Thapara. So it could relate also subtle developments, yeah? Dachumba, Yang Thakpa, Zobe Sangye. Yang Thakpa is perfectly or fully Zobe Sangye in the completed, you see. Sangye. Yang Thakpa is perfectly, you see, Zobe, complete, you know, Sangye. Then the fully complete, that should refer to Sang and Ge. So Sang eliminated, you see. All the defilements, okay, all the mistakes, mind, all the gross, subtle, everything. Sang. Ge, because that happened in Ge, you see, all the qualities completed. Ge. Bahal Gyapal is then glorification, Yalwa victories, victories over the, you see, victories over the, you see, delusion, you see. Over the enemy delusion, victory over, see. So he was removed. So, of course, here, not on that, even the subtle development. So, Bal Gyalwa, Sakyatwa is there. When Buddha was, the two birds, you know, in India, they cast Sakya. Sakyatwa. Tuba is a mighty one. Okay, same. It defeated all the departments, the gross, everything, you know, all the mysterious mind. So. Then, you see, Tuba, you know, complete all the qualities. Tuba. Chasalo, prostrate, you see. What you're looking for is what you're wishing, is purifying all the departments, okay? All the departments, you know. Not only suffering, but all the departments, okay? Wish. So all the realizations obtained by him. You wish for that. So then you see what you are asking, what you are requesting. Buddha, see. So those with the hands. So often in the Dalai Lama say, you know, this you give so much job this hand, you know. So much job, but you know, here you should do something, say, make it meaningful, you see. by giving job to prostrate the hands. Normally, so much job, you know, so much work. So it's very meaningful. Okay, so so once we understand, this is a very brief, my ignorant mind, just you know. So so anyway, having some idea of these, it will help other prayers to really understand death. You know, so to say, immediately. So it doesn't. So it's not just what you call ritual. You know, chanting blah blah blah. You know? That's really deep meditation, really profound deep meditation down. See, so really you feel here. You know, for that. So I think. So this, by reciting this name, how much need karma get purified by reciting this homage to Buddha? See, in the Ganjuru, Buddha's direct teachings, the Ganjuru, there I saw 100 million eons need karma get purified. 100 million eons of need karma get purified. Okay. Then not all that, on top of that, I think 80,000 eons, something like that. So either separately 80,000 eons or the 80,000, you know, on the base. 1 million eons like that, 8,000, I'm not sure. So because I think they might have mentioned 8,000. But yeah, in some of the texts, it says 80,000 eons. But here at the Ganjuru, there says, you know, or 100 million eons, it can't get purified. Then there's extra, I say. So reciting this name is unbelievable power of purification. Much more powerful than billions of atomic bombs. Anyway, I put some number, but anyway, number is atom bomb, doesn't do that, but here this name would purify your development. 100 million eons only can be purified. So this Buddha himself said that Buddha can make his name. Buddha has power. Buddha has completed all the qualities, like 10 qualities is one of the Buddha's power. So their power of prayer. So once you achieve that, then you can make the name have that much power. You can make. Like for example, generous, blessed, mantra's name, unbelievable, you know, benefit. Something being sort of similar. Like Bodhisattva explained. So similarly, that I Sangata Sutta was unbelievable power to collect extensive merits, and even just by hearing 2-3 words, you know, it purifies the most unbelievable heavenly karma, killed the father, mother, killed the arhat, harmed, caused blood to Buddha, you know, and caused disunity among the sanghas. And immediately after death, without interruption of the life, even though you have created many karma, you have other lives, you see. But with the karma so heavy, immediately you get lost, the hot hell, the inexhaustible, the hot hell, you see. Narame. So you get born there and experience the suffering, which is the heaviest in samsara, and the longest time, one intermediate eon. So this, by hearing just even 4 words, completely purified. That's the very first benefit in the Arahant Sutta at the beginning. So Buddha can do this, can like that, can have power. You see? Oh, like that. So those are the teachings. So anyway, this is very, very good to every day to chant Buddha's. Then after that, Tatam, Muni Muni Mamuni. So the map was for that. Mm. Mention it. And how important is this, besides what I explained, very important, you know, to practice is a very important subject. Because the heart of 84,000 teachings of Buddha is the present, is the present prime of the teachings, the wisdom going beyond the teachings, teachings that the Buddha revealed to the emptiness, you see. So, that liberated, this is the one, is the, what Buddha said, the way he liberated the sentient beings, you see, is not by, say, by washing with water. You know, they come out with something easy by washing water with it, or not like that. Then taking out a thorn, you see, thorn from the body with the hand, not in that way. Yeah. not eliminated the you know, where this Buddha liberated us in the middle from suffering, see. See, not with hands, okay. Mm. Not about with water, not about washing, not with the hand, okay? Mm. And also not by transplanting his realization within us, in the heart, not in that way. You see. Mm. How the Buddha liberate us in the means? Then you see, by revealing the ultimate, you see, the truth there, which is the ultimate reality, okay? Tumnam dikpa chuyi mi chushin, dhoye dunga chagi mi sela, niji dhoba shala po minde chini dhamma dhamma chua jurus. So you see, that was what that truth is, this, you know, the ultimate reality, you see, chini dhamma dhamma chua. So the present primary teachings. So there's about 12 volumes, you know, boom, there are 1,000 stanza, 12 volumes. Twelve volumes. Then the present prime the text, you see. 12 volumes. Then the Nichi, you know, the 20,000 stanza, you know, 3 volumes. Then Getongba, 8,000 stanza. This, you see, that. So. Yes, yeah, which reveals, you see, we'll mention that. Then the heart of all those present primary teachings is the Heart Sutra, you know, the essence of the Shara Ningbo, the heart of the wisdom, okay? Heart of the wisdom. Oh, no, this is the essence of heart of all that, okay? Now the heart of this, now what the heart, the heart of this, the heart of wisdom, do you see? That is this one. Lama Tomba Chum Dendera, this one. Panyuva Shetra, Tato Munu Munu Mama Chum, that one. So this is now the heart of that Heart Sutra, you see. As far as the present primary teachings, okay? It's called Shichin Yige Nyumu, few syllables. Present primary, Shichin, present primary, the you knew a few syllables. So this is what this word called. And so then by reciting these, you are able to meet it clear cause to meet tons of teaching. It to be able to meet tons of teaching next lives. This life, future lives, to meet tons of teaching, which allows you to teach enlightenment quickly. Okay. As I mentioned before. So this is it is mentioned in the Ganyu. See by Buddha. So very important to practice this, yeah? So that you don't have to suffer, see, a long time, sometimes you achieve not quickly. So that. Now the heart of even that teaching, you see, that is the syllable, just one syllable. So this syllable, is the heart of that present parameter, few syllables. Okay? Now this, the is the it's the heart of all the rest personal primary teaching, you know, and heart of all the entire Dharma. So in Sanskrit means negative words, you see. Like Heart Sutra, no nose, no tongue, I said like this. no tongue. No nose. No nose, no tongue. No nose, no tongue. So anyway, you see, no, it says everything, no this, no that, no, you see, no phone, no sound, no smell. No sound, no sleep. So you see. No tiredness. No pain. No pain, knees, back. Anyway, so, so, yeah, so you see, like that, you see, arm is no, you see, sanskrit. So, Lama Disha in Tibet, you see, Lama Disha, you know, Lama Disha, when we said, ah, this, ah, that, and ah, from ah, this is in sanskrit. No, see. So, I already explained yesterday, you remember? the I action object, you know, everything, hell, enlightenment, samsara nirvana, happiness, problem, everything exists. But everything exists, but you see, everything exists, you see. but they're empty. Okay? They're empty, but they exist. In the main name, made empty by mind, okay? So, yeah, made impeded by mind. Everything exists, but exists in main name, made impeded by mind. So, I remember I mentioned this, that, so, but things do not appear that way as a reality, you know, that to us doesn't appear that way. see? And appear totally wrong, completely wrong when I appear back, okay? Opposite to the me level. So existing from its own side. Oh, everything appears existing from its own side. Real from its own side, okay? Real, meaning of real, you know? When we say something real, you see real, you hear real. Oh, that, what we think in our mind, what we think the meaning of that, real. You see, in the ordinary language, real. When you talk, what do you think in your heart? Meaning of the real, meaning of the real. Oh, existing from its own side. You see, you know, philosophical, this text, existing from its truth, it's not that, it's exactly right. But in the common language, we say real. All the time, you see, seeing real, hearing more, you know, real. But when you talk real, but what do you think in your heart, meaning of real? That is, that time, it's your expression, it's other people's expression of object to be reputed. That's talking in the ordinary language, talking object to be reputed, gakcha, object to be reputed. So you remember that. So you see the real in that. So okay, so the there was a projected decorated, you see, by negative imprint, electrons, bypass, ignorance, no matter, continue, okay? So met met everything real. Okay. Everything, okay? Wherever you look at us, I mean, you know, when you go to department store, supermarket, you see, in the city, you see billions of objects, and then mega shop, many billions. When you go to food store, cheese, 60, 70 maybe. So many cheese, you see. And the dress, you know. Anyway, so but everything real, okay? Existing from inside. Real, meaning of real in your heart? Existing from inside, okay? So not a millable mind. So, you see, when you go shopping, all this do not exist. All this, there. You know? So, in our economy of view, you know, real eye, which is not there, which is from there, real money, You know, you see from not there, real person, sugar bar, not there. You see all this. So that's the reality. But we have been believing. 100% correct. Believe. So it's a bit complicated. But it's, anyway, so ah means stops, negate everything. This hallucination, you know, you have. When you see things, one, hear sound, real, everything. Complete, negates, complete all this. Which are projected on the mere imputation, which exists. Understand? Believe. So the is the, you know, that teaching, see, but that essence of whole entire Dharma, especially part, okay? So that, so this, so one syllable, so, season, you get jigma, one syllable person paramita. So, sorry. That is the same when you meditate, when you recite Heart Sutra, it's the same. This is how we worship it. This is how we have to meditate. Then what you recite, what you think, you know, they come together. Otherwise, where is that? What do you think? Total opposite. From the Buddha's, this, yeah, the name mantra. Which feelings are unbelievable impression, okay? So that, Dhyata means, I think probably you may have seen the books, Dhyate means like this. So how Buddha has achieved enlightenment, liberatory achievement, by trusting this five path. See? Soha is a Shitsuba. Shitsuba is establishing the base. Shitsuba. So the devotion, faith, like that, the Shitsuba, you know, the heart. Then starts Mune, Mune, Mahamune, see? Mighty, mighty, great mighty, okay? So then, So they can have a different explanation. So the first my teeth, see the I mean, they can have, you see, the having it, that can contain the, you know, greater part of the lower capable being, you see, like this, you haven't completed that, you see, then the greater part of the greater part of the higher capable being, you know, the paramithyana, and then the third one, the Mahamune. But there's I have seen a text which says Mune Mune, Ma Mune Mune, like that. So also I saw a text that Mune Mune, Ma Mune Mune, so also, but that recital there was did not become common like medicine Buddha, but I saw a text like that. Anyway, the greater part of the Tantra, the so we could contain all the whole part, you know, so that's enlightenment, see. However, yes, it could mean also the mighty, the first mighty, see, able to overcome, see, able to cease the attachment to this life, you know, which does not allow your activities to become dharma, see. And then the second mune, mighty over the mighty, see, total overcome the attachment, the clinging, the samsaras, you know, samsara professions, see. So which, which interfere, your activities, you see, do not become the cause to liberation. So the, which that attachment, you know, does not allow to achieve liberation. So say that, so welcome that mighty. Then Mahamune could be the bodhicitta. You know, the great mighty is overcome self-changing thought. Relating to Lambrim, then you see, then also could that bodhicitta, but it also can include the emptiness, Raju. So that, like I was set up in Lambrim in the present teachings, in the, like that. Anyway. So, so that can be explained, you know, in a different way. Yeah. So then you actualize the whole part of mighty, mighty, great, mighty is in your heart. Then it removes after it removed the defilements, you see, grows subtle defilement, then ceased your ordinary body's mind, and then what you achieved is the Vajra holy body, complete pure Vajra holy body of the Buddha, complete pure Vajra holy body of the Vajra holy, speech and mind is the Buddha you achieved. So Om, which is made of three sounds, Auma. So three sounds integrated, then become Om. So the three sounds signifies the ordinary body mind purified, then transformed into Vajra, holy body, holy spirit mind. So right here, Shakyamuni Buddha, you see, you achieve that. So the Auma three syllables signify that. Then that become, during become Om. So that, okay? And then you do. Why? Then you do perfect work. Then you do perfect work towards the beings. So that's our ultimate goal of our life. So maybe stop here, okay? So maybe not do the... maybe until tomorrow. Okay? Yeah, room. So stop here.
Sāke jīnī sābhī kēwā tē tēntāṁ chāvā kōng lā chāngbē Sēpārā jīsā lō sāng chāvā yē tēmbē nīngbō tīntō sācī shū Sācī bē jī chū shē mē kō sāṁ rē rā lē jī nīng tē kēmbā Sācī shīng tō mē tē wō yī yēng bē kē nāng tā Sēpā shū
Maybe I should do this because tomorrow may not happen again. So just a loom, you know, all transformation of the root. This is not a commentary, the root text. Okay. Oh, sorry. I believe Sophie exists.